Sports.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. As usual, there's a lot of interesting stuff to discuss tonight. How much of it we'll get to, well, is up to you, because you can call in and bring up anything. You can also post whatever you want to on the front page of our website. Just go to freetalklive.com and you can submit content right there. Submit it as show prep. It appears on the front page of the site. Other listeners can vote it up or down depending on whether they like or dislike, and you get to vote on things as well. All you need is a free freetalklive.com account as well as a reddit.com account, and then you just link the two accounts together. A very simple process that once that is completed, it'll be easy for you to submit and vote on things on our website at freetalklive.com. Of course, the best way to get your ideas on the air is to call in toll free 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype us at username lrn.fm. With me in the studio tonight, it is Ian,
Allie,
and Ellen.
And Ellen, for the very first time on Free Talk Live, welcome
Yay.
To the program. Certainly,
yeah, I'm so excited to be here.
Right, and it's not your first time behind a microphone, and not even your first time in this studio. You've been in here countless weeks as a member of the ALP show, and before that, Ladies in Keene.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with this room.
Is your first time behind a microphone with a man doing the hosting?
Yes, it is.
I guess.
it's unique in some ways.
So it's great to have you here. You guys are awesome, of course, together on ALP, which is a Saturday night program on LRN.FM. And, of course, you can download episodes of that and get lots more of both Allie and Ellen at ALPShow.com. So since I've got two ladies in the studio with me here tonight, I figured it would be time to bring up this show prep that I've been holding on to for about a week. And it is an age-old question that one person at thoughtsonliberty.com is going to attempt to address. And it is the issue of women in the liberty movement.
Is this a personal blog by one person, or are there like a team of writers? Do you know?
I believe there is more than one writer at this website. The headline is "Women Writing for a Free World."
Okay.
So when I told you about this story just before we started the show, you said something about that guy. Article's actually written by a woman.
Wow. Okay.
So keep that in mind here as we go into this story, and obviously I'd love to get your thoughts, and you, the listener, as well, at 855-450-FREE, because if you get involved in the liberty movement, no matter what aspect of it that you get involved in, whether it's, you know, Ron Paul or the Libertarian Party or Students for Liberty, I mean, you name it, and I can't say I've been involved in Students for Liberty, so I can't speak to this, but everything I've ever been involved in that's been libertarian-esque has had a very noticeable shift in, you know, as far as the amount of members that are male. It seems like it's always a majority male, and not only just a majority, but in most cases, a supermajority. Just as a point of example, when Daryl and I were going, our Monday night co-host and I were going to the Libertarian Party meeting, they had the state level. So in Concord, New Hampshire, they had this Libertarian Party nominating committee. This was like a big meeting, right? So everybody who's Libertarian in New Hampshire should have been at this meeting so they could nominate their presidential candidate, right? This was supposed to be important. So as we're driving up there, I said to Daryl, I bet you there's not 10% of the people, at whatever the total number of people is at the meeting, not 10% of them would be female. And turned out I was pretty darn close to being accurate with that.
Wow, so that's not a surprising thing. That happens a lot?
Yeah, it's predictable.
For some reason, I feel like this is going to be true for any kind of political thing. I think that maybe women, as far as, you know, the articles about women wanting liberty or do women hate liberty, and I think that that's different from do women want to be involved in the political process?
Yeah, I think it's mostly that women are more careful and men are more of they're more unpredictable.
I think the aggressive and manipulative nature of politics, not that women can't be aggressive and manipulative, I just think it's in the way that a man would be.
Okay, so you make a good argument that men are attracted to politics, but what about the breakdowns? And I don't know, what about the breakdowns of the Republican Party and the Democrat Party? Are Democrats more likely to have women involved, for instance, than other political parties?
I would guess yes. I'm just...
The impression that I've gotten, like, mm-hmm. just watching debates over the years. It's mostly, females in the Democratic Party. There's a lot more compared to the Republican.
So what are they doing differently? And of course, this isn't just about the Libertarian Party. I only cited that as an example of the movement in general. And the Free State Project is much better than the Libertarian Party. Much, much better. If you go to an event like the Porcupine Freedom Festival, there are a lot of women at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Right, I was just thinking how I'm, like, surprised how many there are, considering all the people complaining about there not being enough women. You know, you go to Pork Fest, and I'm not saying that it's, like, even, but
no,
there's definitely more women
60-40.
Than people would think.
Maybe 60-40, I would say, at Pork Fest. And it's gotten better over the years, too, I believe. I think several years ago at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, having been going now for something like 6 years, I can definitely say that it's shifted more from like 70-30 to 60-40. So it's the ratios have gotten better. But let's get into the story here from ThoughtsOnLiberty.com. And in this case, the author is Gina, I believe is her name. Gina Luttrell.
Do we get to find out what her position is on in the political scheme here before?
All I can tell you is she's a blogger at ThoughtsOnLiberty.com, and she gave this as a speech at the 2013 International Students for Liberty Conference. So with that in mind, if you look at the membership, readership, or donor base of just about any organization promoting freedom, you'll find some discouraging ratios, 70 to 30, 60 to 40. These are the proportions of men to women. Walk into any libertarian gathering and you'll see the disparity firsthand. For whatever reason, women don't seem to be in to liberty. And this should be embarrassing for all of us. We should be asking ourselves, why don't women like freedom? After all, women have gained more from classical liberalism than from any other ideology in the history of our species. From reproductive rights to suffrage to the choice in who to marry or not. All of these accomplishments are rooted in the idea that women are individuals and have the right to make decisions for themselves. These, too, are the fundamental principles of classical liberalism. Women should be the first champions of liberty, not the last. So, what is keeping women away from liberty? Some have suggested that it's a marketing problem. In fact, at last year's International Students for Liberty Conference, there were two panels, both devoted to women in the liberty movement, both focused on marketing. They were focused on how we can repackage or resell freedom to women more effectively. I went to both panels and asked similar questions. Do you think that outright sexism in the libertarian movement might have anything to do with women not wanting to participate? Crickets. The response. Have either of you experienced this? Because it's certainly something that I've seen complained about previously. I've certainly seen so-called libertarians on Facebook behaving in just awful ways towards not just women, but people in general. And so I've seen that on Facebook. But in real life, I don't see it, but I'm not a woman necessarily.
I think that there are sexist libertarians, but I think there's sexist people from all, like, I think it stands out to me when someone who's libertarian who I agree with on so many things to also be sexist, I think that's contradicts sort of the idea of equality, which I think is a main tenet of being libertarian. So it doesn't really make sense to me, but I also think that a lot of libertarians are going to see that for what it is and not be baited into thinking that way, right? So I wouldn't feel alone in the libertarian movement just because I'm a woman.
Well, now, of course, we are talking to you as someone who's actually involved in the movement, and the issue here is, well, it's possible that sexist libertarians are turning women off in the first place,
right,
to where they never really see the value.
Yeah, that guy's a sexist. Oh, he's also libertarian. I wonder if that's part of being libertarian.
Well, it's possible, but personally, I've never encountered any sort of negative sexism in the movement.
Now, did you have any interaction in the liberty movement outside of New Hampshire?
I was on, like, a Porcupine forum for a little while
but
before I moved
Michigan,
here.
But nothing in Michigan where you used to live, you didn't go out physically and meet other liberty-minded people. I think that may also be skewing things because I think we've got a better quality libertarian in the Free State Project. So we'll come back with more. And if you're a lady listener and you've had experience with this, I'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made, authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want, though we're talking about ladies in the liberty movement, or the lack of ladies in the liberty movement, and why might that be the case? We'll continue with one lady's viewpoint on the issue here in a moment. We'd love to hear from you as well. 855-450-FREE is the ProXPN toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com where you can listen in. You've got options, three different streaming options. There's broadband, midband, and narrowband streaming versions of the show. And those are available around the clock. So the latest episode of Free Talk Live is always on the air at listen.freetalklive.com. We've also got over 125 radio stations that air the show at various different times throughout the week. So you can go and get a list of those. Plus, you can learn about our satellite listening options, including free-to-air satellite, which means you can pay $0 per month and listen not just to Free Talk Live, but also to ALP and all the other great liberty-oriented shows at LRN.FM around the clock via satellite. We've also got our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Listen that way as well. Now, a couple months back on Free Talk Live, we gave you a lot of detail about ForceFieldEnergy.com, some of the products that they're involved with, like industrial LED lighting. And we told you some things about ForceFieldEnergy.com, like that it was going to be listed on NASDAQ. Well, turns out they got listed on NASDAQ. We told you they had some big contracts that were possibly going to be coming in, and some of those have. And, of course, we told you about the technology, LED lighting. Do I really need to say more? WallStreetCheatSheet.com says that LED lighting has tremendous potential for growth. And indeed, FNRG, which is the ticker symbol for ForceFieldEnergy.com, has gone up since we talked about it. And so I recommend FNRG. You can get it with any brokerage account, but do your research. You know, all investments do have risks, so you know, anything can happen. But thus far, things have been pretty good so far over with FNRG. Again, that's FNRG for ForceFieldEnergy.com. You can get it through any brokerage account. So we're here with the ladies from ALP, and we're talking about women in the movement, or the lack of women in the movement. And this is according to ThoughtsOnLiberty.com. Gina Luttrell is writing about her experience here. She says that it seems like a foreign concept, or it seemed like a foreign concept to the panelists at the Students for Liberty convention, that libertarians could be sexist. We all believe in the sacred individual, right? So everyone in the room decried, of course, women wanted liberty. They just hadn't seen the light yet. It never occurred to them that libertarians might be doing things that actively pushed women away from the movement. Aside from the active sexism in the liberty movement, libertarians are glossing over and straight up ignoring issues that women care about.
Does she go over the active sexism that she refers to?
Yeah, I want to know if there's any proof of this. This is seems like a ridiculous claim.
I don't know. I think that there.
This isn't the first time I've heard.
This is mostly confined to like the kind of sexism that I'm seeing is like mostly online, on Facebook.
But hold on. That's what the libertarian movement is for most people.
That's true.
I mean, there's not really, if you live, like, for instance, when I did in Florida, there wasn't much to do as far as liberty activism is concerned. Maybe there's been a huge explosion since I left, but I highly doubt it, considering where I was, everything we did was pretty much started by me. So there really isn't much more beyond a few things out there for libertarians to do. Like, every 4 years, they're going to run some political candidates.
Right.
And if you're lucky, do some outreach between those candidates. So while I agree with you, your critique's right. People on Facebook are going to behave differently than they likely would in real life.
That's true.
That's what I think the movement is for most people, is internet.
I was saying earlier that I think that it's somewhat surprising to me that someone would be a sexist libertarian, but it really shouldn't be because libertarianism is just a political philosophy. It's not a way of life. I know people like to make it into that, or they want to think that their way of life or their what they want to be their way of life is somehow more libertarian, but it doesn't really deal with that kind of stuff. Libertarianism isn't you should feel this way about women. You should, you know, buy this type of food, or you should, you know, say these things or pray to this God. It's nothing about that. That's not what it covers, what's covered in libertarianism. So you're going to have people who come from all kinds of mindsets jumping on this bandwagon. So
yes,
we can't be assuming that they're all good people anymore.
I'm glad you went to that point because it's certainly true. Libertarianism, just by its definition, is simply the non-aggression principle, essentially. The idea that you shall not initiate force to achieve your political or social goals. So within that framework, there is a wide variety of people that can be in that particular perspective. I mean, there could even be really despicable people that have the viewpoint that, well, I'm willing to leave you alone. I'm just going to be over here being an a-hole.
Right, but I think you're going to find those kinds of people in any social group that you enter into.
I agree.
That's true, but if those people are in my social group, I don't know if I really want to be in that social group if it's going to be turning away other people who I might better agree with. So, like, I don't want to hang out with a racist, for instance,
right?
Because I'm not that desperate for libertarian friends. I don't care if you're a libertarian. If you're a racist, that does it for me. I'm not interested in being your buddy. I'm not interested in working with you on anything.
Right. So libertarianism, in essence, just bans you from being violent towards people, but not towards believing that other people are less than you, basically.
Right. And we would like to see, I know I would, I don't want to speak for you ladies, but I would like to see a more robust definition of what people should believe in order to be in the liberty movement. I mean, I like the idea of seeing each individual as equal and everybody as a human.
I think it depends on everyone's definition, because some people would say the libertarian movement includes all these political parties. They might even say that the Republicans are part of the liberty movement. And whereas my definition would be completely different and much more narrow than that. So I think that, right, starting with a non-aggression principle would be good enough for me. If you believe in the non-aggression principle, in my mind, you're a libertarian.
Sure, but
although
do
some
you
people
want to
don't
associate
apply
with
that
somebody who
consistently.
Like, okay, that's great, but would you want to associate with somebody who believes in the non-aggression principle, but at the same time thinks that they are better than somebody else because of the plot of land they were born on or the color
right.
of their skin?
I might consider someone a libertarian and still not want to associate with them.
Fair enough. So let me get back to the story here from ThoughtsOnLiberty.com. She says that, now again, this hasn't happened to you ladies apparently with the sexism, but she's not the first person
who
said
this. I didn't say it hasn't happened to me. I just think that it's hard for me to know if the sexism wouldn't be coming from somewhere else had I not been talking to a libertarian that day.
Yeah, and it may not have happened to me, but I mean, I've heard that it's happened to multiple other people. So I guess I could understand if there's complaints about it.
I do see libertarian men, in fact, more often than women, standing up to sexism when they see it happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that makes me proud. Just calling them, not saying, you're a sexist, you can go to hell. They're
just
saying,
calling them out.
You know, where do you get the idea? They're good at asking the right questions. Like, where do you get the idea that women are rational or whatever the claim is that they're making or implying?
She goes on to say, this method of persuasion does not appeal to women, but in fact actively repels them from the movement. After all, who wants to ally with someone who doesn't care about the things they care about? Who wants to be stereotyped and marginalized? Not me, not any woman. While I was at the conference last year and listening to panelists talk about the need for marketing to improve the presence of women in liberty, I immediately thought of the movie Dogma. Has anyone seen it? If not, please do. It's brilliant. In the movie, Catholic Cardinal, played by George Carlin appropriately, suggests a brilliant marketing campaign to make the Catholic Church cool again. One part of his campaign is called Buddy Christ. The statue of Jesus winking and pointing at passersby is meant to bring young people into the church. But of course, that's the joke. It's not marketing that the Catholic Church's problem. It's the church's orthodoxies and the way they treat others that are putting people at odds. In other words, libertarians are misguided. She gets deeper here in moments. We'll follow it. It's Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about ladies in the Liberty Movement, and if you are one of them, I'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN. I was just listening to the ladies here, my guest co-hosts, Allie and Ellen from ALP, discussing their show during the break. And you guys are going to be having Brett the Knot on your show very soon. Is that right?
That's right. Not this episode, but the one after.
So the one coming next week.
Yeah.
You'll be having Brett the Knot. He is the host of the School Sucks Project, and he's actually out in Keene. He was on our show earlier this week. He's in Keene. He's kind of looking around, checking out the area. He's considering making a move out here.
That would be awesome. Cool.
Very exciting. So SchoolSucksProject.com is where you can go and get the podcast, call in. It's a call-in show. It's also a YouTube channel. They've got a web community that promotes real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. It's a very thoughtful show, much like ALP is as well. So go and check it out at SchoolSucksProject.com. Now, we're talking about an article over at ThoughtsOnLiberty.com by Gina Luttrell, and it's her opinion about women in the liberty movement and why there aren't as many as there should be. Why isn't it at parity? Why isn't it one-to-one, men to women? Why isn't there an even ratio? Why is it like 90-10 in some places, like the Libertarian Party?
I feel like it's the same question as, like, it's the same way people compare women's and men's wages. Like, why is it the same? It's like, okay, just to assume it would be the same, you can say, huh, it's a little curious that there are more men than women. But when do we start deciding that it's a problem and knowing you know, what to do to solve it. You can try to attract more women, but I think that that's going to seem like really creepy and obvious.
Well, right. And she's at this conference, the Students for Liberty International conference they were having, and they were having these panels about, well, what do we do about bringing more women in? And that's what's kind of spurring this speech that she ended up giving at the very same conference in the next year. So let me get into this, because she's going to give some examples of the sexism that she's seen against women in the movement. So she says, by now in this speech, I've accused libertarians of being sexist a couple of times. I guess it's time for me to provide some evidence. Last year, the question of women and libertarians went around the libertarian blogosphere. Popular vlogger Julie Borowski made a 2-minute video that essentially claimed that women weren't into libertarianism because women are passive receptacles of pop culture. Women, she said, are taken in by lady magazines, are taken in by liberal propaganda like sexual awareness and pro-choice advocacy. She claimed that women choose to buy expensive products over birth control because government will take care of them. Her video caused quite a stir and, unsurprisingly, deeply offended a lot of women. No, really? Who wants to be part of a movement when its participants believe this stuff about them? Now, were either of you familiar with this video when it came out?
No. I saw the video, and I wasn't really sure what to think. Like, they're definitely... Am I supposed to comment? Because, I mean, on that video, because I like Julie Borowski, and I think that she...
Have you met her in person?
No, I haven't, actually. Okay. I would like to. Because I like her videos, and I like her. And I think that, like, she is doing a lot to bring more women to liberty, because I think that seeing a woman explain libertarianism in the way that a woman would is going to be more encouraging, you know, for girls. They might, you know, some people might respond better to that because
that
they see
true.
Women in liberty movement.
But in that video, my impression was that Julie Borowski was pandering to men. She was pandering to this sexist kind of male viewpoint about women and how all they care about is pop culture and women
magazines.
Well,
if she's not into pop culture, like the thing why I felt kind of neutral about the video is because I think that it meant to answer the question of why aren't there women, and I don't think it did that, but I can relate to the frustration of, you know, maybe having friends that are girls, you know, however you met them, maybe at work or something, and kind of wanting to introduce them to these ideas, but you realize that their world is all Star Magazine or whatever it is.
Music, rap music.
Yeah, something like that. And you don't want to disrupt their little happy world with a bunch of issues that are really important to you, because that's just not going to appeal. That's not what they're all about.
Well, personally, I think that it's hard to approach this issue without sounding sexist yourself, because you have to point out the differences between men and women, because there's like some difference, obviously, because there's more men here than there are women. I mean, it's just a fact. So there's got to be some reason why. And it might be behavioral differences, like maybe women are more stable and they don't want to just pack up and move like most people do. Like, unless there's an opportunity for them.
Right.
So I like Julie Borowski. She ended up coming out to the Liberty Forum last year, had the chance to meet her. She was very nice. She came on Free Talk Live, and we had a discussion, and that went well. But I definitely did feel like she was pandering to men, who are likely her primary audience, and that's understandable. You know, you've got your audience, they are what they are, and you want to, you know, please the audience.
Sure.
I didn't really feel like it was a video that was aimed at women, but it's still revealing that she would pander to men in the way that kind of seems, let's say, generalizing towards women, unfairly stereotyping them.
Men can probably, in the same way that I could relate to it, I'm sure that men who've tried to date women and they want the girl to be libertarian like they are, probably share that frustration, like, I really like this girl, but then I realize there's nothing really deep going on there. That's the same with men, too, though.
About guys who are into sports and cars?
Right.
I mean, there's plenty of guys like that.
Not that being into makeup or cars or whatever makes you less likely to be into liberty.
No, that's true.
Quite the contrary. In fact, you can point out examples and how their interest should be towards liberty, just regardless of whatever their interest is. If it's cars, look at the regulations. If it's makeup, you know, look at the animal testing stuff going on. Regardless, you can appeal to anyone's interest in liberty, but whether or not they want to hear it.
You can, and they won't want to hear it if it's coming from somebody who's being sexist towards that person.
That's
right?
True.
So adding on to this kerfluffle, back to thoughtsonliberty.com, was EconLog's Brian Kaplan. I'm sure most of you know him, or at least have heard of him for his great book, The Myth of the Rational Voter. Can't say I have. But anyway, Kaplan felt the need to invoke the Myers-Briggs type indicator to explain why women aren't libertarians. If you aren't familiar with MBTI, it's a personality test that rates preferences among four categories, one of which is a thinking and feeling preference. After stating that women tend to be feelers over thinkers, and she claims that that's true. Kaplan says, to make a long story short, thinking people tend to have hard heads and hard hearts, while feeling people have soft heads and soft hearts. Unsurprisingly, then, feeling people tend to hold more anti-market views. I've similarly found strong evidence that males think more like economists, he says.
One's more fuzzy and one's more wuzzy. I think that you can feel and think at the same time. In fact, for me, typically, when I'm talking about issues and where my libertarian comes out, I'm thinking and feeling, you know, maybe not equal amounts, but they're both happening.
Yeah, you definitely can, but it depends on how personally motivated you are because, you know, most people don't spend the time to think about this stuff. So I guess these tests are mostly to test for people's tendencies towards, like, thinking or feeling.
I think that saying, well, as far as, like, women being anti-market, think about how people, you know, characterize the market. I think that maybe, like you were saying, Democrats tend to be more women there. I think the reason is that Democrats pander to women's sense, like, they try to make women feel like victims and that we're going to all rise up through the state.
Well, I think the Democrats, what they have going for them is that they purport to be the friend of the undertrodden or the downtrodden, the poor. The Democrats position themselves in this way. Whether they actually are is another question.
Well, they're offering free stuff when it comes down to it.
And they purport to be the party of tolerance and understanding and allowing, even though we know that there's all kinds of hypocrisy within the Democratic Party and they're just a bunch of thugs like the Republicans. But I've certainly been around Green Party people, and that Green Party definitely attracts more more women than the Libertarians, for instance.
Right. I actually think in 2012 the Green Party leader was a woman.
A presidential candidate. I believe both the VP and presidential candidate were female from the Green Party. But you see, you know, that statement that this guy makes at this in this speech that he's giving, you know, it sounds very intellectual, but at the same time, it is kind of condescending towards women. Oh, you guys are just a bunch of soft heads. You're emotional, feeling soft heads.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't appreciate someone saying that to me. Well, you're just a feeler. You don't know how to think.
Right. So let's go back with more, because she's obviously got some more thoughts we're going to share with you, and would love to hear your perspective on this. 855-450-FREE. Were you turned off to the Liberty Movement by someone? Why?
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Take control here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, something you can do is contribute bitcoins to Free Talk Live. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, or you probably won't want to contribute bitcoins. You'll probably want to contribute a fraction of a bitcoin, because bitcoins are now over $800 on the bitcoinaverage.com global average.
I know, it's so ridiculous. It's one now practically bitcoin. Impossible for me to buy one bitcoin.
Yeah, so it's amazing. But if you want to help us out a little bit, right now, Bitcoin contributions to Free Talk Live are being doubled. So up to $950 per month. We're doing this matching, doubling thing with our AMP program. So AMP dollars, if you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you AMP the show for $5 a month. That's being doubled. And if you happen to Bitcoin contribute to us through the tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com, we've also got a generous donor who's going to be doubling those as well. So go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But you need to have bitcoins in order to be able to donate them or buy things with them. So one of the ways you can get them, and probably the easiest, the fastest way, and probably the best priced way, is cashintocoins.com. In fact, I went today to Bank of America to make a purchase through cashintocoins.com, and I would otherwise never go to Bank of America because it's just an awful experience. But cashintocoins.com, they have nothing to do with how bad Bank of America is. They just have an account there. They also have Wells Fargo and Credit Union with shared branching. So you can go to any one of those three types of banks, and you can deposit cash and then get bitcoins in return within usually as many as a few hours to as little is 15 minutes. It depends on the burden they have with the amount of orders they've got to fill. Orders under $40 have no fee at cashintocoins.com, and the fees otherwise are fairly minimal. It's the lowest fee I've ever paid to turn cash into Bitcoin. It was about 3% on a $700 transaction that I did today. Again, cashintocoins.com, it works. People have been raving about them, and there's also 1% Wednesdays where it's a 1% fee on orders over $40. So if you can be a little more scheduled with your transactions, you can save even more on the fee. Cashintocoins.com. We're talking about Ladies in the Liberty Movement, and Allie and Ellen from ALP are joining me here tonight in the studio to assess this article. Neither of you have heard this article before, so you're coming in fresh. And it's Gina from ThoughtsOnLiberty.com. She's talking about some of the sexism within the libertarian movement that she and others have experienced. She quotes this guy named Brian Kaplan, where he talks about how he thinks women have soft heads and soft hearts because they're feelers over thinkers. And he thinks males think more like economists, and that women feeling people, he says, hold more anti-market views.
I could maybe twist what he's saying into something that doesn't sound sexist. What if it's just that if it started as a movement where there are a lot of men involved because, for whatever reason, that's just the, you know, people, like say it was a guy and his friends who started like these circles of libertarian mm-hmm. thought, and it just sort of spread that way. It wasn't really something that they felt the need to include their wives in on or something. You know, maybe they're coming up with some radical stuff and didn't want their wives to get scared. And so they were making, maybe they were making arguments more.
Isn't that a sexist statement to suggest that they didn't want to bring their wives in because they might get scared by it?
No, I'm saying that if this is something that might be a concern. When I talk to anyone, man or woman, and I'm bringing up libertarian stuff, I get a little concerned. I don't want to scare them off if I say something like, well, we should just abolish the whole state anyway. That scares people. So, no, I wouldn't, you know, abolishing the state. If I married someone and we were both Democrats at the time or Republicans, yeah. and then I just start thinking more along different lines, more radical anti-state lines.
Hopefully you'd be talking about that as you were thinking about it.
Yeah, I think it's probably better
dropping
to
dropping it all on them like a bomb.
Some families don't talk about politics just because it's
That's
easier
true.
That way. So I think that maybe people were have been making pragmatic arguments because that's maybe what was appealing to people. And now I notice people making more moral arguments, which you could say are more of the feeling type of arguments, like war is wrong because it's murder, not war is wrong because it wastes money and resources.
I see where you're coming from, but regardless, you know, whatever the reasons are, it's still a very large disparity between men and women, and maybe some of the sexism has to do with it. She goes on with her analysis here. She says, if you connect what he said logically, you have women equals feelers, feelers equals soft heads. Thus, by the transitive property, we have women equals soft heads. Yes, women are logical enough to figure that out, and yes, they are rational enough to know that you are insinuating that women can't reason properly. And yes, women, like myself, who are intimately familiar with Myers-Briggs, the system, its merits and faults, and what it actually says, knew he was absolutely wrong because he fundamentally misunderstood what having a feeling preference means. So not only was he generalizing about women, but he was sloppy in his research and made sexist generalizations with crap data to back them up. Yeah, that's gonna piss women off. She
Whoa.
Says, don't get me wrong, Julie and Brian have done great, amazing things for the liberty movement. I've had the pleasure to meet them both, and they are, in my opinion, wonderful, wonderful people. They are well celebrated for their work, as they should be. But therein lies a lot of the problem as well. When prominent, well-respected libertarians say these things, we all look sexist. Other forms of sexism in the liberty movement are a bit more subtle. Men who tell women at conferences that women aren't really equipped to understand libertarianism, it's a biological thing. Or even, of course women are statists, they all just want to be taken care of. Or, women's brains just can't do economics. Or, women's right to vote ruined the country. She says the list goes on. And yes, I have heard every single one of those things myself.
I feel like I've heard those things said before, too. And yeah, I mean, that's pretty awful. But really, my reaction to it is like, well, I'll just be the example that creates a cognitive dissonance in your mind. Like, women can't understand economics. Well, that makes me want to know economics just so I can show the person, obviously, we are equipped for this.
I think you're way more educated on economics than I am. I don't know jack about that stuff. You seem like you've spent a lot of time and effort on that.
Well, I do like to. I think maybe it is trying to disprove a bias that people have about women not thinking about issues, and maybe economics is like the perfect example of something that a lot of women aren't known for being super interested in. But really, I don't know. Now I think more through that. I don't really know why people get that impression, because women are kind of known to be, at least in the patriarchal family, the ones that would go to the grocery store and
absolutely
think
true.
About prices all the time.
It's absolutely true. I mean, being in the radio industry, there's a lot of kind of numbers and research that's done on people in the consumer world, and you know who spends the money in the family. It's the woman,
right?
I mean, almost every time. Obviously, that's a general statement. I'm sure there are families where the man decides these things, but for the most part, the woman controls the purse strings in a relationship. Our very own co-host Mark will tell you that he doesn't. You know, he gets an allowance from his wife. She controls every you know all the money about the family, and she's definitely better with money.
Right. So. And you would think that theoretically, like one example would disprove the entire point. So if there are even just a few women that are able to, you know, even exceed at understanding these things as compared to men, then wouldn't that kind of disprove its whole point?
Well, right. I mean, it's not hard to disprove these things, but the problem is that they're proliferating. I mean, these ideas are common among people, or at least that's her experience. She says she's been told these things in person to her face. She says, hell, a recent contributor even suggested that Obama needed special social skills to talk to women. Now, these statements might sound like jokes to some of you, but if you hear something enough, you start to get the tone of the group that those sentiments belong to. The Libertarian Party serves as an introduction to many people who might want to come to libertarianism. During the 2012 election, they ran an ad on an affiliate Facebook page, and they attempted to use a woman's body who posed for a cheap stock photo to promote their principled cause. It tells women, particularly liberally inclined women, that libertarians only see them as good for their bodies to sell things, not as equal partners in liberty. So, the ad in question here, I pulled it up, and Allie, you are able to see it. It's got a picture of a woman who is dressed in a very scantily clad version of what appears to be a...
She's in her underwear.
Here. It looks like a football kind of looking... She's holding a football. That's what might make you think she's wearing a football-related outfit. But yeah, she's basically wearing next
cropped,
to nothing.
It's a cropped jersey, you know, showing the midriff and like her, and she's wearing...
Very tight pants.
Yeah.
Short.
I would call those panties.
Yeah. And it says, being libertarian is not a spectator sport. Double the LP 2012. Stop spectating and start participating. Join the party now. You know, I don't really see the text as being offensive necessarily, but they're certainly pandering towards something there using this basically half-naked woman.
Right, but if you talk to most libertarian women, they're not offended by, like, seeing scantily clad women. It's just it's something that most women accept. So I'm failing to see where this is, like, offensive towards women.
We'll come back with more here in moments at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'll put a link up here to this advertisement in question so you can see it for yourself. I think that she's just suggesting that whoever the libertarians were that designed this ad were probably not women. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least two consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.